Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the rules change every day. I think that's what we're learning. By the way, if you guys do read my book, Generation Alpha, that's the generation after Generation Z, they're going to be the ones that are most flexible and adaptable to all these new rules. For those of us Generation Xers, we're like, what are you kidding me? What new rule today? So I can't speak for everybody throughout the United States, but in my neck of the woods, we've had some changes, okay? And these changes involve how to address COVID at the workplace. So what has happened is in my neck of the woods, our state is in a crap load of trouble. I mean, in terms of our economy, in terms of trying to get tourism back, we really needed to reopen and get back to work. We have fantastic hospitals. We have fantastic nurses, fantastic doctors. We do have, though, a very, very robust senior population. So we had to kind of, and kudos to our governor, to try to balance how to keep people safe, how not to screw up the economy. But the economy got screwed up. And then once businesses were allowed to reopen, you would hear each day, oh, I think I have COVID. I need to go home, which is right, which is what the workers should do. So then the person standing next to them going, well, if they think they have COVID, well, now I might have COVID, so I got to go home. So then everybody was isolating. Well, now you have a business that just reopened, and they're like, but I need all hands on deck. If you all think you got COVID, then who's going to man the place? Who's going to come in? So also issues have been the privacy, okay? A lot of people don't want the world to know that they get gonorrhea or if they suffer from heart disease, or they don't want the world to know if they have HIV. Well, there's a lot of people out there that don't want the world to know if they have COVID. You have a very, very interesting sort of attitudes towards COVID now. You have some people that would love you to get tattooed and be locked away and put on an island near Hawaii. You have others like, well, no big deal, give me a kiss. So we have a privacy issue. So now HIPAA exists for patient privacy, and all of a sudden that went out the door. All these rules and laws and things that were, you know, mainstays that would never go away went out the door. So what had happened previously is employers, and still this is happening in your neck of the woods, if you have COVID and you go to your employer going, I think I have COVID or I tested positive, I need to be home. Okay, well, there goes your privacy. Then the employer had to turn around and say, guys, all right, we had an employee who was positive, so now you all need to get checked. Well, they look around, and they see one person gone. Well, gee, I wonder who that person, you know, who had COVID was. There goes the privacy. There goes the spouse's privacy and the children's privacy. So some rules in my neck of the woods have changed. The Southern Nevada Health District in my neck of the woods said, look, business owners do not have to notify everybody if there was a coworker with COVID. And that's caused a little bit of a stir because some people are like, well, wait a second, I'd like to know because I'd like to know if I have to get tested or not. But I think it has to do with privacy. I think what that business owner is supposed to do is allow the contact tracers to do their job. If the person, let's say, worked in the bakery at a grocery store and never hung out or was never in the break room or never clocked out with somebody who might have been in the alcohol section of the pharmacy, those people might not necessarily have to go home and get tested. So contact tracing is supposed to kick in and then decide who possibly was exposed. Now, how long does that take? So if you're next to a coworker that you think has COVID, you're going to be thinking, well, to hell with this. I'm going to go home because I don't want to expose grandma, or I don't want to expose grandpa, or I don't want to expose my husband or my wife or whatever. So that was a little tricky. Another new news, a new rule, is your employee that has COVID, that is COVID positive, doesn't need a return to work clearance. So that's been understandable. I mean, I do telemedicine, and I can't give you return to work clearances. I can't examine you. I can't test you for COVID. Your test might still be positive for weeks. You know, all I could do is go by the CDC guidelines. And the CDC guidelines are you stay home for 10 days, and you could return if you've had no fever 24 hours before you want to go back after that 10 days, and if your symptoms have improved, not your symptoms gone completely, which means you could go back with a cough. You could go back with sneezing. Those are the CDC guidelines. Why? Well, because they think most mild illness is mild. Your contagiousness and infectivity is going down after 10 days, almost nil. So they believe you're safe to go back to work after 10 days. The average coworker is like, oh, hell no. So what do we do? Well, we kind of already kind of, you know, shot ourselves in the foot. When we started to panic and close everybody down and lock everybody up and not allow them to go to work, we've already caused this paranoia, which is something we're going to talk about when we talk about inflation in the next segment and what businesses are going to look like post-COVID. And so now all of a sudden, the world and our governors and state leaders are kind of realizing, okay, we need people less paranoid. Because this virus is with us, and we're exposed anyway. I mean, like, for example, at a grocery store, the logic that some of these business owners have is, well, if we're freaking out that an employee may have it, even though they haven't been tested, meanwhile, somebody's coming right up to buy some apples or to buy a carton of milk, and they could have it. Why are we being paranoid about one group of people and not another? But that's been this whole theme. You're essential, you're not essential. You have to go to work, you guys don't go to work. Or you guys close down, you guys have to close down, you don't have to close down. I mean, that's the thing. This has been so indiscriminate. It's been so random. So what does that mean if you're an employee? Well, wear your mask, social distance, and just assume that COVID is around you. Which means when you go see grandma, when you go see grandpa, you know, that you keep a distance. If you feel that you cannot be exposed, you might want to then consider not working. But right now, the rules have had to relax because otherwise no business could stay open. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Rules change every day. It's not even a rule anymore. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Yeah, it is Daniel. Sorry, Daniel. Big thanks to you all. See, we got it's raining, guys. Hallelujah. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm getting older, man. I'm having memory losses. You talk to a producer, and then you forget who you're talking to. Yeah, it's a problem. Okay. So you don't really hear a lot of people talk about inflation. No, nobody wants to talk about inflation, interest rates, what's going to happen now that the government is making all these extra payments and stimulus checks and, you know, trying to dump more money into the economy. What's the value of the dollar? Well, what I've noticed is if I want to buy a bath towel, then I have to buy more bath towels at my house because Shakeyboo likes to go pee-pee on her towel. You know how your boys, they'll take a shower, and then they'll just drop the towel and then put their clothes on. Well, the towel's on the ground. Do they pick up the towel? No. They don't pick up the towel. So here comes Shake, and he goes, ooh, nice place to go pee-pee. And then he pees up the towel, so I have to keep buying towels. I'm noticing to buy one towel, the cheapest, like sandpaper type towels, $10. I go to a restaurant. I ordered a salad. I ordered the strawberry salad. It was so yummy. $14. $14 for a salad. You go to these fast food places to get a sub or to get a burger. We're walking out of there $30. $30 for a family of four for fast food. Okay, I'm sorry, but it's inflation's here. I don't know where you guys are all at, but I say it's here. Things are expensive. They are getting expensive. Now why? Well, I don't blame the restaurants. I don't blame retail. I don't blame any of them. Because these masks had gone up in price. I'm seeing some of these masks being sold for 50 cents or a buck a piece. Well, if you're passing them out to people, that's money. These masks are costing money. PPE costs money. Having to stop and clean. Having to social distance people. Having to slow down on people coming and trying to cut your max to 50%. So we talked about this ad nauseum. We have issues where businesses are struggling to make money. So they're going to raise the prices. I've seen salons raise their prices. I mean, and then minimum wage went up. Nobody's talking about how minimum wage went up. So if minimum wage went up, you can bet your butt the fast food and retail, salons and restaurants and gaming, everybody had to somehow figure out how to raise rates on things. Okay, not a surprise. But we all have been sitting here under the false pretense that this is all going to end soon. We're going to get a vaccine. When we get a vaccine, this all ends. Hey, we'll get to rip off the masks. We won't have to sanitize. We won't have to social distance. Kids go back to school. I had an argument with my husband about this. He said, we'll go back to normal. I go, no, we won't. Not for a while. Well, maybe not immediately, but yeah, you know, next year we'll go. No, it won't go back to normal. I think we will have sporting events. Those of us who love football, right? Yeah, I think we'll have football. I think we'll have parties. I think we'll have concerts. But I don't see a company that is in front of all the customers having that plexiglass, that sneeze guard, cleaning it off in front of the customers. I was at JCPenney, by the way. I had my son needed some socks. I'm like, why can't you just get them from Target? But we were at JCPenney because we need to get them some shorts, and he decides not to go shopping. So JCPenney, kind of empty, but there was a line, and the line was slow to progress because the employee, after each customer paid, stopped everybody, went around the sneeze guard, cleaned it off, sanitized the whole counter, then said, all right, next up in line. So if we're watching these employees do this and these businesses do this, now comes flu. Do you really see a company take down the sneeze guard? Do you see people who are so hysterical and paranoid about COVID, and I'm not saying that in a negative term, but there is some hysteria, do you see them not worried about flu or tuberculosis or MRSA? And then if a customer goes, wait a second, you used to clean the counter, you cleaned the counter last month, why aren't you cleaning the counter this month? Oh, we don't have to because COVID's gone. I just don't see. Now that everybody has been doing things like we do in a medical clinic, in a medical office, I don't see medical offices reversing. I don't see dental offices reversing. Remember, everybody got a crash course in microbiology. Everybody did. You all aren't microbiologists, but you sure as hell got a crash course. So now you guys understand that a little baby virus can take down somebody who is a trillion times their size. And because you don't see it, you just have to assume that you need to clean and mask and all that. I don't see that fear going away. Now, we medical students and the doctors and healthcare professionals, we get a little numb to it. We do. I mean, microbiology scares the hell out of us in medical school. And then after we are exposed, we kind of get numb because we're wearing the gloves. We're wearing the gowns. We're wearing the goggles. We're wearing the masks. And a lot of us doctors in real life, if you don't notice, we do kind of wash our hands a lot. We do kind of stay away when you're sick. I mean, we get into your face when you're sick to help you. But if you kind of notice, a lot of us do have that little bit of social distancing, that little bit of eek factor going, I don't know if I want to get exposed. I don't know. You know, a lot of us do avoid crowds because it is ingrained in us. Once you get ingrained, it's really hard to then disbelieve. It's really hard to take that out. So now we're thinking, okay, well, COVID's going away. Well, COVID is just one of a million diseases out there. What can we bank on year after year? What can we bank on? And what is one of the most predictable things we have in our world? Cold and flu season. Cold and flu season is coming. It's going to come in October, and it's going to end by end of May. So really, for that majority part of the year, we're going to be like, you know what? We don't need masks. We don't need, you know, to social distance. A sneeze is a sneeze. And a sneeze doesn't spew love. A sneeze spews droplets. And I don't see the average person wanting to be around somebody else's sneeze. I'm hearing a lot of people, whether they're liberal or Democrat or Republican or conservative, saying, I like the mask thing, Dr. Dahlia. I know you do. I'm comfortable with it because I did it for years. I mean, you know, gross stuff comes out of people's mouths. I don't like wearing it in 109-degree heat. I don't like these mandates that where employees and business owners are getting fined because they aren't enforcing a mandate and people are threatening to shoot them. That I don't like. But I like the mask idea. It's a barrier, and I don't like people spitting. I mean, look how often I spit when I speak. I always spray it and say it. I don't mean to. It's just I'm very well hydrated, okay? So that's not going to go away. Then everybody's talking about the vaccines. We've talked about this. Well, look, Dr. Dahlia, COVID is not like the flu because for the flu, we have a vaccine. Well, we do, but how many of you guys get the flu vaccine? Only half of you at most. We don't have the majority of people you get the flu vaccine. Therefore, we don't have herd immunity to the flu. We haven't had herd immunity to the flu because most of you don't want to get the vaccine. And then even when we do get the vaccine's not 100%. See, we want the COVID vaccine to be 100%. Flu, we can never get it 100%. On a good year, it's in the 60s. So we, even if we have a vaccine, it's not 100%. So if you guys think businesses are going to be able to, you know, not have their employees wear masks, not sanitize, not have plexiglass, not try to ensure safety around coughs and colds, you got another thing coming. I mean, it is going to have to take years of maybe the newer generation saying, to hell with this, all right? I want to be in a club again. And I think clubs are coming back. And I think the NFL is coming back. And I think sporting events, I think they're coming back. But I believe that these business owners are going to be expected to still run their business like a hospital, to have sanitizer, to frequently clean, to, not allow, let's say, menus to be handed to each other when somebody else touched it, to have your syrups at your pancake house, having open access to other people, which means if these businesses can't do away with those changes anytime soon, they're going to have to convey that, they're going to have to project that price onto somebody. So its prices are going up. Now, business owners are starting to see the reality of this. I don't think the world sees the reality. I don't know if state officials see the reality of it. But we have already made the world paranoid. We've already educated them on microbiology. All right, just because COVID goes away doesn't mean people are going to all of a sudden not give a damn about HIV or tuberculosis or MRSA. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mourners are gathering in Atlanta to bid farewell to civil rights icon John Lewis. The Georgia Democratic congressman died recently after a long battle against cancer. A former businessman and Republican presidential candidate has died. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Republican presidential candidate and Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain is dead at 74. He died this morning in an Atlanta hospital, where he had been since July 1st after he was diagnosed with COVID-19.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says this about Cain.
He's one of the nicest guys I ever met. I mean, he just had this affability, this kindness, this hearty big laugh about him. I mean, he lit up rooms where he was.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Enhanced unemployment benefits are about to expire, and there is no progress in Congress on extending the aid. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, opened the Senate and says Republicans have put forth a good plan.
That's what we put forward. $1 trillion for kids, jobs, and health care. A framework that is more generous in key areas than House Democrats' totally unserious proposal.
Under the Republicans' plan, you would get 70% of your unemployment benefits from your previous wage, as they contend that people are actually receiving more to not work than to actually find employment. On Wednesday, coronavirus deaths in the country surpassed 150,000, with more than 1,000 people dying every day, mostly in southern states. This news comes as federal officials warn 21 states that they are in a red zone and should impose more strict restrictions to help control of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so an Alabama adoption center says that they are overrun during the pandemic because owners are forced to surrender pets. Now, the last time we saw pets abandoned was during the Great Recession a few years back. And it was frightening because people couldn't afford their pets. And I'm wondering if this is not only the coronavirus, but the economy. So according to DeKalb County Animal Adoption Center, they are overcrowded with animals as Alabama residents are surrendering their pets. They say it's been hectic. and people just dropping off left and right. We get more in than we could adopt out and even rescue out, according to adoption coordinator receptionist Sarah Gulich. She told WHNT-19. Said so far this month, the Animal Center has received 230 animals. Some 176 of those pets were owner surrenders. 54 were strays. Some just leave their animal and just let them go. Shelter workers told the news agency the coronavirus is to blame for the recent spike. They said the corona, I mean, it's kind of hit everybody hard. You know, they may have lost their job and they probably can't afford to feed them. So what happens to them? Well, they said more than half of the 230 animals had to be euthanized. There wasn't enough room to house them. The center has 48 kennels for dogs, one cat room with a 7-day stray hold policy before the animal can be adopted or before it's euthanized. That's heartbreaking. According to the ASPCA, there are several agencies that are trying to help pet owners keep their pets during this pandemic, which are listed on its website. Agencies including Red Rover, a national nonprofit animal welfare organization, has resource programs for those in need of helping cover costs. Other groups such as Drifters Hearts of Hopes and the Kentucky Horse Council are also offering help to equine owners, horse owners, during the pandemic. So they say since the pandemic began, we have noticed a huge increase in our urgent care grant applications that help animals in life-threatening situations. So many people have become unemployed and underemployed and need financial help to care for their pets. Oh, it's heartbreaking. There's a nonprofit group based out of California that says they also offer emergency boarding grants to pet owners who have been hospitalized or are recovering at home from COVID-19, which is another thing. If you're in the hospital and you live alone, who's taking care of your pet? You wonder if some of these pets are starving. They find a way out of the house, and then they are trying to find food. So you also wonder if some of these stray pets are people who are stuck in the hospital. They say there's domestic violence survivors who are escaping abuse with their pets. We are committed to helping people and pets in crisis during the pandemic. Adoption requests are being made by appointments, and all visitors must wear masks while at the facility if you go to the Alabama shelter. So it's an unfortunate side effect of this where the animals suffer. You know, America's economy, they said, according to the latest report, has shrunk by 33% in the last 3 months. Now, in the last 3 months, that would have been April to July, right? Okay. We started to have some reopenings in May, June. So keep in mind that as people reopened, we still had a huge slump. In fact, I think it's the biggest slump ever. Another 1.4 million applied for unemployment last week. These are devastating figures released from the Commerce Department. Showed the economy contracted by a third in April, May, and June. This actually shattered a 10% contraction that happened back in 1958. We started to go into a recession by the late 50s, early 60s, which is why when you listen to JFK, he kind of sounded more Republican than you would have thought, you know, talking about how we don't want to increase taxes at this time and we need to stimulate the economy. So there were issues in the late 50s. And so the analysts say the devastating figures suggest a V-shaped recovery, that Trump had promised is in doubt. Trump's in a bind. I'm not saying this to defend him or criticize him, but you, with all the rules and the fear of COVID and the spikes in cases, we're in for a long haul. And like we just talked about, these businesses, they're going to raise prices because they are expected to pay for all this extra cleaning and time and distancing and all that. It's just not, it's not easy. And the only way a business can compensate for all the extra costs, all these mandates are costing them, and all the shutdowns are costing them, is either have less staff, increasing unemployment, or raise prices, or both. They say business investment and residential housing also suffered sharp declines last quarter. Investment spending sunk 27%. Residential housing plunged 38.7%. Unemployment claims jumped 1.4 million. 17 million are now collecting unemployment checks. $600 a week boost is supposed to run out Friday. So Republicans in the White House are still kind of stalling. Not stalling, I'm sorry. They're not stalling. The Republicans and Democrats, or the Republicans in the White House still have to plan what they're going to do for that. And, I mean, there's been a lot of debate. And, I mean, as a business owner, yeah, that $600 did come up. And here we are hiring everybody back, and they're like, but we're making an extra $2,400 a month. $600 a week is an additional $2,400 a month. Are you crazy? You don't, yeah, you know, and so it was a fantastic, it is, that $600 a month is a fantastic benefit for those people that don't have jobs, that their business is never going to reopen. That's giving them extra money to live on because unemployment isn't a lot. However, on the flip side, when you do have businesses that are trying to reopen and try to stimulate the economy, and they can't get people to come back to work, that's a problem. And when I ask business owners why they chose to close, it wasn't so much the six-week shutdown. It's they can't get employees to work. Now, mind you, people are still freaked out about the COVID virus. They are. So it's hard to weigh and it's hard to accuse somebody who doesn't want to come back to work. Is it the $600 a week or is it that they're afraid of COVID? And so, you know, you unfortunately have a lot of suspicions that an employee could be lying, you know, or an employee's like, I'm telling you, I really don't want to get COVID. You know, I got a 75-year-old mother that lives with me. I really don't want to expose them. I have a special needs child. I would rather stay at home. So then what do? If we have people who want to stay at home, is that on the government to support them? I mean, I get that. There's a nasty virus. But, you know, it's interesting. We bring up flu a lot. And people can't stand it when doctors or anybody, let's say, who's kind of scratching their head at everything we're doing is going, wait a second, you know, why don't we do this with the flu? Okay, and they go, you're comparing COVID to flu. We're not comparing the COVID to flu. It's a different virus. It's a different beast. But if all of a sudden people don't want to go to work because they don't want to be exposed to COVID, even though the majority of cases are mild, then I bring up flu because then what are you going to do when COVID goes away and it's flu season? Are you going to want to stay home to avoid the average cold, to avoid flu, to avoid MRSA? And then, you know, is that okay? I mean, you know, we talked about this. It's a difficult, you know, discussion. But, you know, if you have an employee that says, look, I don't want to drive to work because I'm afraid of the streets. I'm afraid of somebody, you know, who's speeding on the highway, killing me on the highway. There's a risk going to work. We've been taking risks all these years to go to work. And all of a sudden now we want to be risk-free. We can never be risk-free. So are we ever going back to work? And sometimes the only way to get people to go back to work is realize, look, we're not going to support you. If you want to make money and feed your family, you have to get out there again. It's going to be a tough subject. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
See, once I start singing, the music goes away. All right, so 911 dispatchers in Texas City have to stop asking callers, or are, or actually have, stopped asking callers about coronavirus. Now, what the heck is going on here? Well, apparently, local firefighters are kind of concerned because the dispatchers have stopped asking 911 callers if they have coronavirus symptoms. According to multiple reports, 911 callers will no longer be asked if they are members of their household or showing signs of COVID. This has been an ongoing procedure since the novel coronavirus pandemic started. The dispatchers would then originally inform the firefighters. So, not exactly sure why this happened. My guess is the prevalence was very high, and I guess they were afraid. I'm not exactly sure why that move would happen. I mean, it's I know people have lied about having COVID because they've been turned away from doctor's offices. So my guess is people might have been upset that they, you know, could possibly be turned away. But from what I understand, the firefighters and the paramedics are still going to come out. So according to Patrick Marty Langton, president of the Houston Professional Firefighter Association, said having less information about COVID-19 infections is dangerous for firefighters, paramedics, and the public. Why the city's refusing to track the information is a mystery to us. So the city announced a new policy Tuesday when members of the Houston Fire Department were attending funeral services for Houston's first firefighter to die of COVID. So they said, we are troubled that the city released this information during the memorial service of Captain Leroy Lucio. So I understand that COVID-19 is rampant, and I understand that if the average person is saying yes, I mean, it's like, you know, in medicine, we just assume somebody is exposed or somebody is infected until proven otherwise. I mean, that's how we've approached HIV. We assume every single person that walks into our clinic has HIV until proven otherwise, which is why we wear the gloves, why we don't touch something bloody without gloves or a barrier, why we throw anything that's bloodied or has bodily fluids out. Whether you're a kid, whether you're a 78-year-old woman, we will assume everybody has a communicable disease until proven otherwise. And just because we find out that you're HIV negative or hepatitis negative, we're still going to use precautions. So I'm not sure what's going on, but the topic, though, that nobody's bringing up is how many people have been turned down by doctor's offices or urgent cares because they possibly had COVID. So this was very, very frustrating for me because I'm a physician and I do telemedicine. So somebody would call saying, I'm having some trouble breathing. And I'm like, whoa, if you're having trouble breathing, you need to get seen right away. Okay? I can't prescribe anything for you to be treated at home. We don't really have anything for you to be treated at home with. So you need to go get seen. If you have a bacterial pneumonia, they're going to start you on antibiotics. If they think it's COVID-related, they might have to admit you, but you need to get seen. The patient would say, I tried. I went to an urgent care. I asked an urgent care to see me. They said they wouldn't see me. And this is happening over and over again. Well, why? Well, the urgent cares, and I'm not saying this in defense of everybody, the urgent cares have been in a pickle. So on one end, the urgent cares were originally trying to make sure that their staff stayed safe, and being overwhelmed with COVID cases was going to basically cause that urgent care to close down because if everybody got exposed to COVID, how are they around to help anybody? The urgent cares also have to be available for the fracture, for the heart attack, for not that we want heart attacks and pulmonary embolisms and all fractures going to an urgent care, but these urgent cares have to sew people up if they're bleeding. You know, we have Narcan to give overdose patients. We have things we need to do. If there's an allergy, again, it should be treated at an ER, but these urgent cares are taking care of those patients. So what many urgent cares did is say, look, we're not treating COVID here, we're treating the other stuff. Now, that didn't make sense to me as a doctor because the average person was exposed anyway. So while you're setting a fracture or you're sewing somebody up or you're removing a foreign body out of that kid's ear, they could still have COVID. But I get that a big problem we had when COVID hit was there were not enough doctors available or doctor's offices open to take care of all the non-COVID stuff. And there are a million other medical issues besides COVID. So, unfortunately, many of these medical centers had to say, look, guys, if you have COVID, you got to go elsewhere. We got to deal with the fractures and the heart, the chest pains and the pneumonias and that kind of stuff. Problem is early on what happened? People went back home. They're like, well, hopefully it'll go away. I'll deal with the shortness of breath on my own, or I'll borrow my neighbor's inhaler. And then by the time they could have taken it, they went to the ER and they needed to go on a ventilator. So we've learned that we need to be extremely aggressive when it comes to treating COVID if we think you're going to be, unfortunately, you know, sick. But on the other end, I'm picking up a lot of people have been very untruthful when it comes to answering COVID questions. I had a patient call me saying that their work won't let them come back. And they should have never told them that they had an episode of diarrhea. And I'm like, well, describe the diarrhea. It sounded like they might have eaten something bad, you know, had some loose stool. So they answered the question honestly and they got sent home. They're like, can I go back to work now? I'm like, well, I don't know if it's COVID or I don't know if it was from a bad sandwich. And you get this all the time, and I can't tell you how many patients are saying, look, next time I'm not going to say anything. And I'm like, no, you know, you got to be truthful because, again, you just don't know if it's COVID. But, I mean, how many people out there who don't want to go home without pay are really going to answer these questions honestly? I don't think there's a lot of people that will. I'm sorry. I was very optimistic about people, and so I saw people, you know, buy up all this toilet paper and not leave any toilet paper for me or anybody else. I think there's a lot of people going, you know what? If I say yes to any of their questions, I'm stuck home now for 10 to 14 days. Nuh-uh. Diarrhea? No. Have I had a cough or a sneeze? No. Absolutely not. And then they get to go into work. So maybe what's happening, and again, I don't know the reasoning behind the dispatchers, is maybe every single person is saying yes, and because the symptoms for COVID is sore throat, cough, sneeze, body aches, fatigue. We're always fatigued. So many of us have fatigued. 99% of us say, yeah, I'm tired. Maybe at some point, all these symptoms, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, body aches, loss of taste, loss of smell, cough, sneezing, nasal congestion, sore throat, fever, headache, myalgias, shortness of breath. Maybe at some point these 911 dispatchers, like they all are saying, yes, it's taking up time. I'm asking all these COVID questions and I need to ask the other questions because I need to know what their emergency is. So there's a reason for it. We just have to find out. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.